So, not sure if it was here last time or not, but we began studying a idea by Ritzel Huttner on the unique sanctity of Shabbat, and what the unique nature of the day, and what exactly we're supposed to be occupied with. Just to go over what we did last time, okay? If you look at the source number one, it's selection from Shabbat Musaf Hamidah, from something we say in Musaf. It says as follows: To Amel Chaim Zachu VeGam Avin Vareg Yula Bacharu. That those who taste Shabbos, those who taste the taste of Shabbat, merit life, Chaim, and those who love the teachings of Shabbos have chosen greatness. So why this distinction between the To'am Mehel, those who taste Shabbos itself, and Ovin Dvareha, those who love the teaching, or the idea, the concept of Shabbat? So that was question one, if you remember. Question two was as follows. So there's an idea in there's a halacha that there's something called Sheva Brachot. Right, there's a meal that you have for the 7 days after a chatan and kala get married, and for those 7 days, if you in those meals, we do what's called sheva brachot. It's a longer benching. There are blessings you make afterward. The rule is generally that you only have such a suda, such a meal, if a new person comes that was not at the wedding. Correct. So if there's somebody new there, they're adding to the simcha, and that's when you add these seven blessings associated with the marriage. There's a really, so Tosfot here quotes a very interesting halacha. It says, "Hu shapanim bo panim chadashot." Yot, okay, v'shabbat techasvinim panim chadashot. We consider Shabbat panim chadashot. On Shabbat, even if everybody was at the wedding, there's nobody new joining the simcha, you don't need it on Shabbat. Right? That's the rule. The rule is that on Shabbat, you don't need a new person to make Shabbat brachot. Why is that? Very strange. The Medrash says, "Mizmor Shiri Yom HaShabbat." There's a song. We sing a song for Shabbat. Panim Chadasho Ba'ulakan. Medrash says, "Shabbat is Panim Chadasho." We sing a song on Shabbat. Shabbat is Panim Chadasho. Okay. So what does that mean? In what sense is Shabbat Panim Chadasho? What sense is Shabbat a new face? And in what sense is that fulfill this obligation that you only make Shabbat Brachot when a new person comes? What is the connection between this idea of Shabbat and the idea of a new person? Okay. The last thing that Rav Huttner, the way he usually goes about these things, he asks a lot of questions, and he has one big idea that solves all the questions. So the third question is, this is Adar Eliyahu, okay? It says that Hashem rested from all of Malacha, all of his work. What does that mean? What's this idea of all of his work? He says, "Kagrosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'chol yom tamin maaseh bereishit." The Gemara says that we say in davening, God is constantly renewing all of creation. "V'chidush maaseh bereishit liyom haShabbat hu achat miyom etmol." Even that renewal of creation that takes place every day, even that did not happen on Shabbat. He took care of that on Friday. Every day God renews all of creation, but the renewal of creation that should have taken place on Shabbat happened on Friday. And that's what it means that God rested from all of his work. A very cryptic, challenging state. Like, what in the world does that mean? That's essentially what you would ask when you say such a thing. So last time, remember when we suggested was as follows, that on Shabbat, everything was already created, the world was created, everything was done. What does Shabbat add? What does Shabbat add? Everything was already created. We talk about God. There's another idea that God finished working on Shabbat, right? It says he finished the work he did on Shabbat. But what did he do? He just did nothing. He did nothing on Shabbat. He just didn't do anything. So what does Shabbat add? So what Shabbat adds is perspective. What's it here for? Right? The element of Kiddushah, Vayikadesh Oto. Right? God created all the physical, the body of the world, but essentially the soul of the world is what Shabbat brings. That's the idea of Shabbat. And that is what we come to appreciate on Shabbat. It's appreciating what it's all here for. How does one appreciate that? So, Rav Huttner explains, only with the sixth day. Because what was created, who was created on the sixth day that makes the sixth day unique? Man was created on the sixth day. Until man was created, Shabbat would not have been possible. Shabbat is irrelevant. The idea of Kedushah is irrelevant until man is created. Okay? And that's what it means that God prepared the uniqueness on the sixth day. The creation, the new creation of Shabbat was already been prepared from the day before, because with the creation of man, that is what enables the appreciation of Kedushah, the neshama, the soul of the world. Okay? So now he brings his point even further. Okay? He says, if you look at source number 4, Harnipa Erlanu. Right? He says, what is the essence of resting on Shabbat? What are we doing when we rest on Shabbat? It is about establishing priorities. It is about lowering the value of the body of the world in comparison to the soul of the world, the light of the world. That's what Shabbat is about. That's how he explains his first line, by the way. Those who love the concept of Shabbat have chosen greatness. Shabbat is about choosing greatness. About choosing that which is gadol. The greatness of the world. The spirituality of the world. That is what we do on Shabbat. We value that above the physical element of the world. Okay? Since that can only be done through the cognitive faculty. The only way to properly worship in this way, the only way to properly use the activity of Shabbat is through our minds, through the creation of man, who brought in, when God creates man, he brings in this element of knowledge into the world. It's only with our knowledge that we can indeed enjoy this ability to value the things that are most important. He therefore says, right? Meaning, God created a lot of things. But on Shabbat, everything stops. That's what Shabbat means. Shabbat, there's no more creation. But there's one thing that God created that not only does it not stop, it actually is in more full force on Shabbat. And that is the creation of man. Because the creation of man is necessary for Shabbat to be relevant. So while everything else, all the other Ma'amarot of Bereishit, stop on Shabbat, they cease to have their effect. God is no longer creating trees. But the creation of mankind is in full force, and it's even accentuated to a greater degree. Okay? Harei nitzaki daka b'shash shema'amarei Bereishit shoftim, dafka az mit'ader koach adat b'chon eskaviyot Shabbat. Specifically on Shabbat, while everything else stops, the uniqueness of the koach adat, the intellectual capacity of appreciating the world, is accentuated. It's enhanced on Shabbat. So that's point two. Specifically because you need Da'at to appreciate what Shabbat is, because you need the human mind to make Shabbat possible, therefore, on Shabbat, while everything else stops, the human capacity is accentuated. That last thing that God created, the creation of man. Okay. With this, Rufner explains it very beautifully. And this really, the only thing you want to say is this idea. It's totally worthwhile. He quotes the Midrash as follows. So, it says, Vayivarei Vayikadesh, right? God blessed and sanctified Shabbat. What does that mean? That he blessed and sanctified it. Midrash says, Berchu be'or panav shaladam, kidsho be'or panav shaladam. He blessed Shabbat with the light of a person's face. And he sanctified Shabbat with the light on man's countenance. Lo domet or panav shaladam koyamot haShabbat kmo shun domet b'Shabbat. The light on a person's face, the glow, when you look at a person, and there's a certain glow that indicates that they're alive, it's not comparable. That glow on Shabbat is beyond comparison to the one during the week. So what does that mean? Right, it's very cryptic. It's also, it seems like it's belittling Shabbat. What's so special about Shabbat? You look different. The glow on your face is different. What could that possibly mean? Prince says beautifully, what is the one place in a person where you can see into their soul? Where is the one place in a person's appearance where you can look at them and see that they have an neshama? There's something more to them. It's their face. Right? When a person passes away, and you look at their face, you can see that something's missing. Right? All our body, like, you know, you look at it, you can't tell anything different about it. It's a physical object. There's nothing. But you look at a person's face, there's a certain glow that a person has in their face, which indicates that there's an neshama there, there's a soul there. Based on the pasuk, it says, Chachmat Adam Te'ir Panav. A person's wisdom illuminates their face. Right? The more, the wiser a person is, the more they've gotten in touch with their soul, the more their face shines. So what is the meaning of that? That on Shabbat, you have more of, there's a more of a, you know, your face is more illuminated. What does that mean? Specifically on Shabbat, what do we accentuate? Our ability to think, our soul. Just like the world as a whole, what's accentuated on Shabbat? The unique part of the world, Na'aseh Adam, which makes Shabbat possible, within a person, the soul is accentuated. So on a global level, the soul of the world, the purpose of the world, Kiddushah, is accentuated on Shabbat. That's what it's about, Vayikadesh Otel. Within each person, the Ma'or HaPanim is different on Shabbat, that uniqueness to a person. And that's how he explains this beautifully. If you look in, we say on Shabbat, we say, taking a step back for a second, what does that explain? What do we say, what does Shabbat count as for Shabbat Baruch? It's Panim Chadashot. Shabbat counts as a new face. A new face. Why Panim Chadashot, a new face? The idea is, because a person's face, that uniqueness on Shabbat is accentuated. So while generally you need a new person on Shabbat, just that itself, each person's unique spirituality that they achieve on Shabbat counts. And therefore you can make Shabbat Brachot. Okay? So he takes this a step further, and he says as follows. We say, if you look at Torah 7, just quickly, we say in the field of Shabbat, Zeva Shabbat Shayom Ashri. This is the praise of the seventh day. Shabbat Shabbat Kel Mikom Lachto. What's unique about Shabbat? God rested. Okay? The Yom HaShavi'i Mishabeah V'Omer, and the seventh day expresses praise and says, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbat Tov L'Dot L'Hashem. The seventh day, so first of all, that's what's special about it, that God rested. And what does it mean that the seventh day itself sings praise? Yom HaShavi'i Mishabeah V'Omer. What does that mean? The day itself bursts forth in praise. So the Ferner, you know what that means is, if you look at the Shir Yishayom, every single day we have a special song we sing, right? We say Yom Rishon, Shir Yishayom. It doesn't say Mizmor Shir Yom Rishon. It doesn't say Mizmor Shir Yom Sheni. It's only Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbat. Why is that? Why isn't there what unique aspect of Shabbat does that highlight? So Renner says, on Shabbat we sing because we have the ability to sing. What gives us the ability to sing? The singing on Shabbat is this ability to look into the world and see beyond the body of the world, into the purpose of it. Right? You don't just, when you look at creation, you don't just see a number of molecules gathered together. You see they all give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that they're all there for a purpose and they interact together to make the world what it is. It's our das, it's our unique ability to think and contemplate and see beyond the surface that enables us to be able to do that, to enable us to appreciate the world. When do we really appreciate that unique capability? On Shabbat. Right? So on Shabbat, when we get the ability to sing, so the day itself bursts forth in praise. Mizmor Shiyom HaShabbat. It's like, Shabbat is what gives us the ability to sing all the other days of the week. And that's the idea brought forth in that mizmor. It's mizmor shliyom haShabbat. And that, again, is how do we see this idea of a new face? The Medrash said, mizmor shliyom haShabbat payim chadosho ba'olakan. It's the song of Shabbos. The song of Shabbat, which brings with this idea of a new face. That ability to look into the world and see beyond just the physical surface of the world and see into the purpose of the world, into the light of the world, that's reflected in our unique countenance on Shabbat. in the unique expression of the soul. So going back to the first line here. Right, those who taste Shabbat have merited life, and those who love the idea of Shabbat have chosen Gedula. What is the only creation described as Chaim? You look through this. You look through Shishet Yimei Bereishit, where God creates everything in the world. There's one creation described as living. It's Adam. Vayipach ba'apav nishma Chaim. God blew into man a living soul. That joy of Shabbat is the joy of experiencing what it really means to be a person to the fullest extent. What it really means to be a unique individual, to be able to see beyond the surface level of existence of the world and see to the light of the world, and see to the neshama. To appreciate that you have a soul and how unique that is. And that's the experience. That's the Tu'ameh Chaim Zachu. Those who taste Shabbat, they get that life. Because it's only the soul of man that's described as life in its truest sense. And that's all we... And all this, says Refender, is all these are all these ideas are contained in this one line. Tu'ameh Chaim Zachu, V'gam V'en V'rag D'ila Bacharu. Okay, so as in a few days as we approach Shabbat, and we take a look at these this prayer. First of all, to think about what we're actually saying, but we should be able to recognize the gift of a Shabbat is, the radiance of Shabbat, that we can look into the world and see the soul of it, and to appreciate that each of us has our own soul, and through that, hopefully, that will enhance our Shabbat experience. So, thank you very much. Shabbat shalom. Have a wonderful night. Sorry, I had 10 stuff at a late hour in the